This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the United States could come out of the fall and winter looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci also said during an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health that he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials showed it working as well as or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that public health guidelines should not be in conflict with opening up the country, but should be a gateway to opening up the country. Racial disparities in the U.S. coronavirus epidemic extend to children, according to two sobering government reports released Friday. One of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports looked at children with COVID-19 who needed hospitalization. Hispanic children were hospitalized at a rate 8 times higher than white kids, and black children were hospitalized at a rate 5 times higher, it found. The second report examined cases of rare virus-associated syndrome in kids. It found that nearly 3/4 of the children with the syndrome were either Hispanic or black, well above their representation in the general population. Globally, approximately 720,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19. It's more than 161,000 in the United States and nearly 100,000 in Brazil. They are the only two countries near or above that landmark threshold and figure. The number of infections is about 19.3 million globally, with Brazil and the U.S. making up well more than a third of that figure. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act unilaterally to suspend payroll taxes for all Americans through the end of 2020 and possibly longer, and extend supplemental unemployment benefits and other coronavirus aid if no deal can be reached with Democrats on a new spending bill. Mr. Trump also said he would be working over the next couple of weeks on an executive order to require health insurers to cover pre-existing conditions. Insurance companies were prohibited from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions under the Affordable Care Act passed under former President Barack Obama, known as Obamacare, which the Trump administration has tried to scrap. The Republican president, who was trailing Democratic candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November 3rd election, gave no details about his plan. Mr. Trump has criticized the cost and coverage under Obamacare and has been promising since his 2016 election campaign to replace it with a better plan. Lebanon's president is saying that the investigation into Tuesday's blast in Beirut would examine whether it was caused by a bomb or other external interference. The explosion killed more than 150 people and injured at least 5,000. The president, Michel Aoun, has previously said explosive material, thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate, was stored unsafely at the port in Beirut for years. Now, he said, the investigation will also assess the blast and if it was due to negligence or an accident. He added that 20 people had been detained so far. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested that the United States had not ruled out an attack as the cause of the blast. Turkey's President Erdogan said the cause was unclear. A Lebanese security source and local media previously said the fire that caused the blast was ignited by warehouse welding work. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are boasting President Donald Trump's reaction bid. In the re-election bid, the country's counterintelligence chief, William Evanina, said Friday that the U.S. officials also believe that China does not want Mr. Trump to win a second term and has accelerated his criticism of the White House expanding efforts to shape public policy in America and pressure political figures seen as opposed to Beijing's interest. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.